morning, everyone. It's nice to see you again. This is the last morning, as I'm sure you are well aware. And as soon as I'm finished here, I'm leaving.
大家都知道今天是最后一个早晨了。今天的聚会完了之后，我就要回去。So
it would be appropriate now to say goodbye to you all and thank you once again for allowing me to be here.
所以我想借着这个机会来跟大家谢谢你们再一次的邀请我来。It's
nice to come. It's always sad to go.
每次来这里都好，那都回去的时候都非常舍不得。We're
thankful that we can know that the Lord is with us.
但是感谢主，神与我们同在。And
there's another children's song I'd like to sing.
我还要再唱一首儿歌。I think
this one you probably know already.
我想这一首你们可能已经知道。Anybody
ever sing before? Dare to be a Daniel, dare to stand alone.
有没有唱过勇于做代理，勇于站立为主站立？
You don't know that one either. I don't want to make Christine sing it, so I'll only sing it in English. But it goes like this: Dare to be a Daniel. Dare to stand alone, dare to have a purpose firm, dare to make it known. Now, you know, that comes from the book of Daniel, the first chapter. In that chapter, you read that Daniel purposed in his heart. Daniel had a purpose in his life.
但以理呢,
it says there he purposed not to defile himself with the portion of the king's meat. And he kept firm to that purpose that he had.
所以呢,
he would not deny his faith, his God, no matter what they were planning to do to him. And people that have a purpose are people that do something in this world.
凡是在生命中、生活中有一个目标的人，他们才可以在这个世界上成就一些事情。It
can be a good purpose or a bad purpose.
不管这个目标是好的目标或是不好的目标。The
Muslim extremists have a purpose.
像极端的那个回教徒，他们也有一个目标。They're
devoted to their purpose.
他们全心的就为这个目标而献身。They'll
get scars for their purpose.
他们也为这个目标而受伤。They'll
lay down their lives for their cause.
他们甚至于为他们的目标而牺牲他们的性命。That's
why they're so dangerous.
这就是为什么他们这么的危险。And
then for good, you can have a good purpose.
当然我们可以也有好的目标。
And as you give yourself to that purpose, you can amount to something. When I look at the Lord Jesus Christ, I see in him a man who was sinless and holy, spotless Lamb of God. When I look at the Lord Jesus Christ, I see one who bore fruit every single day to the glory of his Father. And when I look at the Lord Jesus Christ, I see a man who had a purpose. He had an overall purpose in his life that was to come and to give his life a ransom for our sins. But every single day, there was a purpose for his getting up in the morning. He didn't get up every day to go to the cross. He didn't get up every day so that he could go to the cross. But every day there was something that his Father had designed that he accomplished. He spent a lot of time in prayer with his Father to find out what his Father wanted from him. You remember one day he said, I have to go through Samaria. Why did he have to go through Samaria? Because that's what his father wanted him to do. That was the purpose his father had that day for his life. Another time he had to go by Zacchaeus. That was the purpose for God that day, that Jesus would go and speak to Zacchaeus and invite himself over to Zacchaeus' house. Now this one you know, Zacchaeus was a wee little man. A wee little man was he, but he climbed up in the sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. And as the Savior passed that way, he looked up in the tree. He had to. That was his purpose. And he said, Zacchaeus, you come down. For I'm going to your house today. Or the Chinese version is, I'm going to your house for tea.
不是啊,中国人可能说,我到你家喝茶。
But whatever way it was, that was the purpose of the Father for Jesus, and he had a purpose every day in his life.
当天父对他的计划就是那样，父对他每一天都有一个计划。
In John chapter 4, verse 34, you read this.
在约翰福音第四章34节。
My food, Jesus said, is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work.
他说我有食物吃，就是那做成那差我来所做成的工作。
How often do you eat food?
我们是不是常常吃食物？
It's not just once in your life.
我想我们不是一生只吃一次。
But my food, that which I live on, that which I crave, that which I desire, which I need, it's to do the will of my Father.
但是呢，真正我渴慕、我想吃的食物呢，就是做成我父的旨意。
He sent me here to fulfill a purpose.
因为他差遣我来有一个目的。
And I have to find that purpose every day. That's why I get up a great while before day and I go out to the mountainside to pray, Jesus would do.
我每一天呢，也是说我每一天呢都要找到神对我的计划，所以每一天在天亮之前，他就向父祷告。So
that he can find out what the purpose of his father was for his life that day and finish it and do it.
所以他可以查验父神那一天对他的旨意和计划，而他能够完成父的旨意。And
then, as we all know, and we were reminded of earlier this week in John 19, Jesus, when he hung on the cross, cried out, "It is finished."
所以在约翰福音十九章那里，耶稣上了十字架以后，他在十字架上说成了。The
purpose that my Father had in sending me here to this earth, I finished that work.
我成就了父差遣我来这个地上所要成就的旨意，我做成了。
Not that I finish it only by laying down my life, but every single day.
不但我牺牲了我的生命，完成了这个旨意，而且每一天我都完成了父要我做的旨意。
I lived according to the purpose of my Father.
每一天我都遵行了我父的旨意。The
Apostle Paul did the same thing.
保罗，使徒保罗也做同样的事。He
was going the wrong direction.
当时呢，他人生是走了一个错误的方向。Persecuting
and blaspheming the church of God.
当时呢，他毁谤而且逼迫神的教会。And
then the Lord saved him.
但是耶稣拯救了他。Changed
Paul's life.
把保罗的生命改变。And
the first thing Paul began to say after, "Who art thou, Lord?" He said, "What wilt thou have me to do?"
那保罗在得救之后，第一个问题就说：“主啊，你要我为你做什么？”
Now that I find my identity in you, Lord, now what is your purpose for my life?
现在我终于找到了我真正是我的身份，在主里的身份。那现在你要我做什么呢？
Surely the purpose isn't any longer that I persecute the Christians and arrest them and put them in jail and beat them. No longer will I do that. What is it, though, that you want from me?
他知道他的人生的目标不再是逼迫基督徒把他们抓起来，笑到监牢里。所以呢，他就问主说：“主啊，现在你要我做什么？”
And the Lord told Paul what the purpose was, and what he would do with him. And then from that time on, Paul every single day gave himself to fulfilling the call or the purpose of God over his life. He was led to do the work of God by the Spirit of God, and wherever it was, that was his goal, that was his desire and purpose. Even when he heard that bonds and afflictions await me if I go to Jerusalem, he said, I have to go to Jerusalem. I want to finish the work that he's given me to do. That's the Father's desire for my life. Don't take away my joy in doing it. Scars might be there, but that's okay. It's part of the will and the purpose and plan of God. When Paul got to the end of his life in 2 Timothy chapter 4, he said, I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. And we are called upon to look at the example of our Lord Jesus Christ. And to have a purpose in our lives. God designs that we have a purpose and that we live and are motivated by the purpose that He's given to us to fulfill. There are too many Christians that find the Lord Jesus Christ or He finds them and they are born again and are saved. And then they're going to live another 40, 50, 30 years or whatever it may be, but they really have no purpose. The next thing they're waiting for is to go to heaven. I gave my heart to Jesus. I asked him when I was 9 years old, I asked him to be my Savior. Now I'm 89 years old, and for the last 80 years, I don't know what I've been doing. I'm just waiting to die.
I want to go home
to be with Christ, which is far better.
But
you've missed 80 years of fulfilling His purpose. Or however much time it may have been, don't miss one day. Because He has a purpose, a plan for your life for every single day. And some Christians only live according to their own plan, their own purpose. This is what I want to do with my life. We twist the Bible verse that says, not my will but thine be done. We like to say, not thy will, but mine be done. My will be done here on earth, even as it's done in heaven. Now, none of us would say that. We just act like it or live like it. No eternal purpose, no investment in heaven where moths and rust do not corrupt or thieves break through and steal. We need to live every day with a connection to eternity. And that's God's purpose and call for our lives. I think sometimes our lives are more decaffeinated. Anybody here need caffeine in the morning to wake you up? And you know what happens if you drink decaffeinated coffee, you never get woken up? Some people need an intravenous of caffeine every morning to wake them up. Otherwise, our lives are just flat, just blah.
不然的话，我们的生活就是过得糊里糊涂、浑浑噩噩的。Blah.
That's it. That's the way many people. Like my neighbor when I was a boy.
当我还是小孩子的时候，我有一个邻居。
My neighbor every Sunday. He was an older man and his wife and their middle-aged daughter. Every Sunday they would go out for a drive.
他们是一对老夫妇，还有他们一个中年的女儿。他们每一个主日呢，礼拜天他们都要开车出去。So
they'd get in their car Sunday afternoon and they would go out.
所以呢，礼拜天下午呢，他们就进了车子里开车出去。Where
are you going, Mr. Francella?
所以我就问他说，请问你们要去哪里？
Oh, we're just going for a drive.
他说我们就是开车出去兜一兜。Where? 哪里去？
Oh, we don't know.
我们不知道。
We'll get to the corner, and if the light is red, we'll turn this way, or if we agree, we'll go that way. We're just going for a drive. And after a while, they would turn the car around and come back home. Where have you been? Oh, we were every place. But really, no place. Why did you come back? I don't know, we just did. But next Sunday we're going to go for another drive again. And some Christians are every day like they're out for a Sunday drive. For the kingdom of God's sake, where are you going today? I don't know. What are you doing today? I don't know what I'm doing either. If you want to ask me what I'm doing vocationally, do I have a long list of what I'm doing? What I'm aspiring to as far as this world is concerned, I got a big agenda.
但是呢，对世界上的事来说呢，我们就有一个很长的我们要做的事情，我们都把它列下来。You're
talking about spiritually. Oh yeah, I'm a Christian already. I'm saved. I'm going to go to heaven 40 years from now, and until then, I got no plans.
但是呢，对属灵上的事情来说呢，我们只是说，哦，我们是一个重生得救的基督徒，我还要再过40年的时候，以后我才回天家。这之间呢，我也不知道要做什么。In
Genesis, at the beginning of the Bible, God created man.
在创世纪说起，在起初的时候呢，神造了人。And
he created man for fellowship with him. Man was to find his identity in God.
神造人呢，所以人可以跟神有交通，而人要必须在神的里面找到他真正的身份。Adam
was created in the image and in the likeness of God.
亚当呢，就是在神的形象里面。And
then God
神的形象造的。And
then God gave him purpose.
然后呢，神给了他一个人生目标。Here
you are in this big old garden.
因为在那个时候呢，有一个园子。You're
to have dominion over all the birds and the fish and the animals. You're in charge.
然后呢，就派他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的。You
can name all these animals. That's my purpose. I want you to fulfill in that. Name all the animals.
然后呢，这也是我让你做的事。你可以为所有的动物取名字。
You're a cat, you're a dog, and you're a mouse, and you're a chipmunk, and all the animals.
你可以叫猫、叫狗、叫老鼠，随便叫。
And then I want you to be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth.
然后呢，我希望你们能够生养众多，遍满全地。
And I've got a purpose for your life.
因为我对你有一个人生目标。
And then God, it says, then he blessed Adam.
然后呢，就说神祝福了亚当。
We miss the divine favor or the blessing of God if we don't fulfill in His purpose that He's given to us when we find our identity in Him. That is to say, once our relationship has been restored through Jesus Christ,
换句话说，当我们跟神的关系重新和好之后，借着主耶稣重新和好之后，Once
we find our identity in Him,
我们在耶稣基督里找到我们真正的身份。He
wants to show us His plan.
然后神要告诉我们他对我们的计划。
That is His purpose in our lives. There are some things that are very generic that pertain to every one of us. There are some things that are very specific, that are different one from another. But God has a plan for your life. And as you begin to realize His plan for your life, you'll find His blessing upon your life.
He doesn't
necessarily bless your plans that you want, that you try to push through. His divine favor, His blessing, rests upon those who are fulfilling His good pleasure. We have a little confusion about this relationship between identity and purpose. Here is a pulpit. Somebody made this. There was a designer, a creator, a manufacturer of this pulpit. Now, I could take this pulpit home with me today. Because it has two very nice shelves in here. And it would really be nice that I could put my shoes in here. I could fit all the shoes I own in this pulpit. And then this would really be a nice place to put a vase with some flowers. Another one over here. So I think if it's all right with everyone, I'm going to take this home with me. To store my shoes and to put my flowers.
Now,
I could use this pulpit to do that. And it could do that. It could be made to do that. But I don't think that was the purpose that the designer or creator of this pulpit had in mind. The designer created this pulpit for another purpose, another reason. This one you'll understand better. Some of you have a treadmill at home. You remember when you bought that treadmill? It was probably soon after you got on the scale. And you decided, I have to lose 10 pounds. Or maybe you visited the internist, the physician's office. And maybe he scared you. And told you better get back into shape. And you said, I'm already in shape, I'm round. And he said, no, that's not the shape I'm talking about. You'll get a treadmill. So you went to the store and you bought one of those things, and there it was, and you used it. For about 2 weeks. And now the treadmill. You got your drapes over it. You've got it in the corner collecting dust. It's still useful because it holds things up sometimes. It's not being used for its intended purpose that the Creator created it to be used for. You have not been created by your designer just to meander your way through life like a Sunday drive with no connection to eternity. And the created thing does not determine its purpose. The Creator determines the purpose. Even when you look at the life of Jesus, who was God's Son, Jesus says, I do not do the things that I would do, that I want to do. I do those things that my Father tells me to do. I haven't been sent here to control my own life and fulfill my own purpose. My desire is to fulfill the purpose of the one who sent me.
我的目标呢, 我的目的是要完成那个差我来者所要做的工。
Your refrigerator doesn't determine its purpose, the designer determined that.
你的冰箱不能自己定义它的功能, 而是它的设计者来定义它的功能。
Turn with me in your Bible to Jeremiah chapter 29.
我们来看,
Jeremiah chapter 29, beginning with verse 11. It's a very familiar verse, familiar passage. We read there that the Lord has plans for us. And this was written to Israel.
这段话呢是写给以色列百姓的。
These were God's people.
这些是神的百姓。
He had created them and formed them for a specific purpose that He wanted to realize in them.
神创造了他们有一个目的，特殊的目的。
He wanted Israel to be the praise and to the glory of His name. He wanted everybody in the world to be able to see what it looks like for a people who have Him as their God. In the book of Jeremiah, it's a bad book. Children of Israel were in a mess. Economically, they had housing problems and family situational problems. They were displaced and they were being. It was a bad, bad, messy situation. Maybe you're in a messy situation right now. Maybe because you haven't acquiesced to the plans of the designer, you've taken the design and you've made a mess of it.
或许呢，你没有照着神给你的计划，而你自己把它搞砸了。
And maybe your life is chaotic as a result.
现在呢，可能你的生活里面一团乱。
There's no peace, there's no joy.
没有平安，没有喜乐。
Or maybe it's just not what it's supposed to be, it's taken a wrong turn.
或许呢，你做了一个错误的决定，现在走在错误的方向里。
This is an encouraging portion of Scripture for you.
但是这里呢,
for those of us here that are wanting to do God's will and wanting His purpose to be fulfilled, this is a comforting portion of Scripture.
对我们这些想要跟随神走神的道路的人，这些是一个非常大的安慰。
Because in a bad situation, God speaks to them and He says to them, I know the thoughts that I think towards you.
在这个非常糟糕的情形下，耶和华说：“我知道我向你们所怀的意念。”Their
thoughts of peace and not of evil.
这些是平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念。I
want to give you a hope, and I want to give you a future.
因为是要叫你们末后有指望。You
know, you could go a long way on a hope.
那我们有盼望的话，就有了很多。If
I have hope that tomorrow can be better than today. If I have hope that the designer can change the situation and bring me back and restore me and make me to be what he wants me to be.
Even
though I may have made a mess of myself,
是的，我可能把这整个情形搞砸了。
Still, in all the chaos that I'm finding myself in, He still says, hey, I've got a hope, I've got a plan, I've got a future for you. And it's a good plan to prosper you, to give you a future. Maybe you think, I have no future, I blew my past, and so I have no future, it's bleak, it's hopeless.
And
the Lord says, no, no, maybe you've made a mess of it. Maybe it looks hopeless, but it's not. Come back to the designer and let him fulfill his purpose and plan in your life. And it's a good plan. And it's a good future ahead of you.
但是呢，神可以跟你说，虽然你把它搞砸了，但是我仍然能够把你恢复，并且给你一个，我也可以赐福给你，让你的人生重新再回到神的旨意里面。
And about now, some of you should be saying, well, where's my future? I want to know his plan. Where do I find it?
但是可能我们现在就是说，那我的未来在哪里呢？神对我的计划是什么呢？我要如何寻到这个计划呢？
If what he has in store for me is so good, then tell me, how do I find that? Well, where do I go? Who do I ask?
如果神对我的计划是这么的好的话，他为我的预备是好的，那我到哪里去找到呢？
The answer continues right in the same text.
但是在这同样的这一段经文里面有答案。
In verse 12, then you'll call upon me and come to pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me, and you'll find me. When you seek me with all your heart, I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity, gather you from all the nations and places where I've banished you, and will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile.
十二节开始，你们要呼求我，祷告我，我就应允你们。你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。耶和华说，我必备你们寻见，我也必使你们被掳的归回，将你们从各国中和我所赶你们到的各处招聚了回来，又将你们带回我使你们被掳离开的地方。The
Lord says, here's how you find the plan.
神告诉我们，你们要如何找到这个计划呢？
You seek me.
你来寻求我。
You seek me.
你寻求我。
You don't seek the plan.
你不是来寻求寻找这个计划。
I have the plan.
我有这个计划。
You find me and you'll find the plan.
你找到了我，你就找到了这个计划。
You seek me while I may be found. You call upon me while I am near.
你寻求我，我必备你们寻见。你求告我，我就应允你们。
And as you seek me and as you find me, I will divulge to you the plan that I have for your life.
你如果寻求我，我必让你们寻见，而且我会告诉你们这个计划。
It's all found in me.
但是一切都必须在我里面被寻到。
So you don't have to try to find out, well, is this one, is this, or where should I go, how should I do, or what does he want? I don't know, it's an enigma to me, I'm confused. I've asked 10 people and I've gotten 10 different answers.
所以呢，我们不用这么辛苦的去寻求，是这个吗？是那个吗？到底我应该怎么做呢？我们问十个人，十个人给我们不同的答案。
And I understand the confusion that that can possibly bring.
我相信这会带给我们很大的搅扰、困扰。But
I believe that all the answers to the questions that we have concerning God's purpose for our lives are all found in Him.
我相信，所有神对我们这个人的计划呢，都可以在他的里面找到。The
songwriter has written, "Oh, you be thou thyself the answer to all my questioning."
我相信我们找到了他，他可以，他成为我们所有一切问题的答案。Paul
said, "Everything that I need that pertains to life and to godliness is all found in Him."
所有在有关保罗说有关生命和金钱的事都在他里面。And
that's why Paul cried at the end of his life in Philippians 3:10 that I may know Him.
所以呢，保罗在腓立比书3:18，他在年老的时候仍然向神呼求说：“我要认识基督。”The
knowledge of God is connected to the purpose of God, which then connects to the blessing of God.
因为对我们对神的认识呢，可以找到神对我们的目的，而且我们也可以找到神对我们的祝福。A
few years ago, when I was out in California, I went to Disneyland.
几年以前我来加州的时候呢，我就到了迪士尼乐园去。Now
some of you probably have been there before, right?
我相信我们很多的人都去过迪士尼乐园。Do
they still have an Indiana Jones thing at Disneyland?
我不知道现在他们是不是还是有Indiana Jones 的。
I don't know. I hardly knew anything about Indiana Jones before I went.
我在去之前呢，我对Indiana Jones.
I knew he was a young man with a nice hat. And my kids, they knew more about Indiana Jones than I.
那我的小孩呢，他们知道Indiana
Jones. And he was just a spectacular guy. He could do anything, fight his way out of any place. He was just a great guy.
他就是一个很棒的人，他每一次都可以化险为夷，冲破所有的困境。
And so I went to that Indiana Jones exhibit there, and I sat there and watched that thing.
所以我就到那个迪士尼乐园的Indiana Jones这个展览。
I made my details a little mixed up because I wasn't paying a whole lot. I was paying attention, but I just don't remember everything. But I think that he was trying to find the Holy Grail.
我不太记得很多事情，但是我知道他是要找那个杯子，那个圣杯。
But he ran into a problem because somebody, bad guys, stole the map.
但是呢，他的问题呢，就是坏人呢，把这个要去找这个杯子的这个地图呢，偷走了。
So he was having a hard time of it because he had to find the bad guys so he could get the map so that he could find out where the Holy Grail was, but he didn't have the map, so he had to get these bad guys first.
所以呢，他的问题呢，因为他要找那个圣杯，他没有地图，所以他现在呢，要找到那些坏人，把这个地图抢回来，才能够找圣杯。
He's chasing these bad guys all over the stage.
所以他就到处去追这个坏人。
And they're climbing up poles and jumping off of things, and he's jumping after them and trying to catch up to these guys. They jump in a car, and they start flying all around the track.
所以我们看见的那个表演呢，他就是追着到处追，爬上爬下，到处开车追那个坏人。
And he was getting frustrated because he wasn't able to catch up to them because until he did, he didn't have the map, and without the map, he couldn't find what he was looking for.
所以他觉得非常的沮丧，因为他追不到这些坏人，没有抓不到坏人，就找不到地图，就找不到圣杯。
But then he came across his father.
然后呢，他就来到他的父亲那里。
Father knows best.
父亲总是最知道的。And
he said, Dad, Doc, I think his name was Doc Jones, Dr. Jones.
他的爸爸的名字好像是那个。He said,
Dad, a problem, big problem.
他说，爸爸，我有一个大问题。I
can't get these guys, they got the map. I'm not going to find the Holy Grail, they got the map, I can't get these guys.
我抓不到这些坏人，抓不到坏人，我就拿不到地图，拿不到地图，我就找不到圣杯。
And Father says, "Take it easy, take it easy."
他说，你慢一点，慢一点啊。
Your blood pressure, hey, go way up there.
小心一点，你的那个血压是在上去了。
It's really okay.
他说，你放心，没问题。
It's not okay. What do you mean it's okay? You tell me it's okay. It's not okay. At least it's okay. It's not okay.
你怎么跟我说没关系呢？大有关系，怎么可能没关系？
Don't you understand? I got the map. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know how to get that Holy Grail thing. And I gotta get this person. I gotta get the map. Don't you understand that?
你难道不了解吗？我如果没有这个地图，我就找不到圣杯。那我做什么呢？我没办法。
Excuse me for a minute.
对不起，我要量量我的血压。
And finally, Doc Jones said to his son, he said, "Hey, Indiana, Indy," he called Indy.
然后他就说，Indy就是他的名字。
I wrote the map.
你不知道吗？这个地图是我画的。
Yeah, but Dad, you don't understand. I got to get the map. You what?
他说，爸爸，你难道不知道我需要这地图？哎，你刚刚说什么？
I wrote the map.
我这地图是我画的。
I'm your father. You get it? I'm your father.
我是你爸爸。 你现在明白了吗？
And I wrote that map, and I got it all up in here, and if you got me, you got the map, my son.
地图是我画的，所以这些呢，我都记在脑子里了。
So you don't have to run down and try to chase this one and that one. I gotta get the map. I don't know what to do. I need the map.
你不需要花时间来追这个人，追那个人，要去找。
No, you don't need the map. You don't need the map. I don't need the map. What I need is Father.
所以呢，他就对他说：“你不需要地图，你不需要地图，你我也不需要地图。我们需要的是那一位父亲。”
Father has the map.
因为我们的父有那个地图。
Father has the blueprints and the plans.
他有这个。
For every one of us, for every one of our lives, every individual one of us that belong to Him, He has the map.
每一个属于他的人，他都有那份地图。
And I need to look at Him.
所以我们需要的呢，就是来看他。
I need to see Him, and I need to know Him, and I need to find from Him the purpose that He's created me for.
所以我们需要的呢，就是来看他，来找他，来找着他创造我们的目的。
And Jesus did everything according to the will of His Father.
主耶稣他每一件事情都是遵照父神的旨意做的。
Because his father had the map.
因为他的父亲有这一份地图。
And he got near the end of his life, did Jesus, and he said, "Father, I tell you what, if it's a possibility, let this cup pass from me."
但是到在耶稣到要上十字架之前，他说：“父啊，如果可能的话，
I know,
让这杯离开我。”
Father, I know that that's the map. I know that's the plan you have. But if it's a possibility, let this cup pass for me. But Father, not my will, not my will. I want your will to be done.
他说：“父啊，我知道上十字架是你的，你为我画的地图。但是如果可能让这杯撤开我，但是他说不是照着我的意思，照着你的意思。”
Aren't you glad this morning that Jesus was willing to do the will of his Father?
今天早晨我们是不是非常的感恩，耶稣基督愿意照着父神的旨意行？
And to fulfill the plan and the purpose that his Father had for his life.
然后完成了父在他身上的计划。
I play hide and go seek with my grandson.
我很喜欢跟我的孙子来玩捉迷藏。
You see, we sometimes think, well, Father has the map, and I need to seek my Father. But you know, seek, it's like he's well hidden.
我们有时候会说，我们的父有这个地图，那我们应该寻找他。然后我们说寻找的时候，好像说他把自己藏起来了吗？
He's really not.
其实他没有把自己藏起来。
My grandson, when I play hide and go seek with him.
当我跟我的孙子玩捉迷藏的时候
，He hides in the same place all the time.
他每一次呢，都跑到同样的地方躲起来。
He's only two and a half.
因为他只有两岁半。
And he always I say, okay, Jesse, I'm going to go count. Grandpa's going to count now, okay? One, two.
好，你去找我那个爷爷，现在要来数。
And he jumps up on the couch.
然后他就跳到沙发上。
And he takes a pillow and puts it in front of him.
就把一个枕头呢，放在他前面。
His little feet are sticking out. His elbows are at the side of the pillow.
然后他的小手小脚都露出来。
And then I say, "Ready or not, here I come."
我就说好了，我现在要来找了。
And I am looking around and I'm looking around and I open up the closet. Are you in here, Jesse?
结果我就到处的找，我把那个橱柜打开，我说你在这里吗 ，Jesse？
And then I'll hear, "No."
我就听见他说 ：“No， 我不在这里。”
Oh, let's see. Where can you be? You under the couch?
你是不是在沙发底下
？No. Oh, there you are.
我找到了。
You know, that's what the Lord does. He wants to be sought after, but he doesn't really hide too well.
这就是我们的天父，他也希望我们去找他，但是他并不会躲得很好。
He wants to be found.
因为他希望被找到。
And he kind of makes it so that he's right there. You know, you can't find him if you seek him, but he wants to be sought.
但是他其实很希望被我们找到。
But if you seek him, you will find him.
所以他说：“你们寻找我，若专心寻找我，就必寻见。”
Did you ever play hide and seek? One time I played hide and seek with my dad.
有一次呢，我跟我的父亲玩捉迷藏。
He said, "Ernie, you can go hide."
他说：“哦 ，Ernie， 你去躲起来。”
Okay, Dad. I went and I hid in the closet.
然后呢，我就到的橱柜里，躲在橱柜里。
He never came and looked for me.
他从来没有来找我。
I'd still be in the closet if I didn't finally come out.
所以我在这等了很久，我就自己出来了。
He got sidetracked and forgot and began doing something else.
因为呢，他。为了被别的事情分心，就完全把我忘了。
And there I was in the closet for I don't know 20 minutes at least.
所以我大概在橱柜里躲了20分钟。我就在那发现。
Nobody would come and look for me.
没有人来找我。
And sometimes people hope I get lost, but not so far. But then, you know, Jesus wants us to find him.
但是呢，耶稣希望我们
能
找他。
And he will be found in us.
而且他必会被我们寻见。
Let me read you a verse from Acts chapter 13.
让我来读。
Here the disciples were all together, and they were worshiping and they were seeking the Lord.
使徒行传十三章，这些呢，使徒们在这里敬拜神、祷告。
Acts chapter 13, beginning with verse 2.While they were worshiping the Lord,
当他们在侍奉主
understand that while they were seeking Him, while they were praising Him, while they were drawing near to him. Then what happened all of a sudden?
当他们在敬拜神，在等候神。 在那边寻求神的时候，发生了什么事？
The Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them."
圣灵说要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗。And
that started them on one of the missionary trips. Sorry. Started them on one of their missionary journeys.
那这就开始了保罗的第一次宣教之旅。How
did they know to do that? How did they know God's purpose? How did they know that that was what the designer wanted from them? It was as they were seeking Him.
他们怎么知道这是神对他们的计划呢？但是当他们在寻求神的时候，
they weren't sitting around. Lord, you want me to go? Let's see here. Let's see if I open up. Let's see where it says Galilee. Then you want me to go to Galilee? No, I don't want to go to Galilee. Italy, that's better. Let's get close. Let's see. Oh, it's a Sion. Isn't that China? Sion? Or something like that? Yeah, that's China. Oh, Lord, that's where you want me. That's not the way. It's as you're seeking Him, as you're looking to Him, as you're reaching out for Him, that He'll make His way known to you.
所以呢，他们在这里呢，寻求神的时候，不是拿一本地图，就随便一翻，哦，这是加利利，哦，我不想去这里，再一翻，意大利，我也不想去，再一翻到中国，他们不是这个寻求神的方式，他们在那里寻求神的面，那神告诉他们。
It may not always be an easy path.
可能神给我们的计划不是一条简单的路。
There may be some difficulties and bumps, and you may get some scars along the way in fulfilling His purpose.
可能在这个路程之上会有一些艰难，而且会有一些受伤。
But if you're in His purpose, He's promised His blessing.
但是如果我们走在他的旨意里面，他应许会祝福。
That is, wherever you may be, the sense of His presence, His peace, His joy, He will be with you, and He will never, never leave you. He will never, ever forsake you.
但是只要我们走在主的旨意里面呢，我们知道他的同在一直跟随我们，他永远永远不会离弃我们，离开我们，而且有主的平安与我们同在。
You know the story of Joseph. He's a good example of this.
我们都知道约瑟的故事，这是一个很好的例子。
Feel sorry for Joseph?
你会不会为约瑟感觉到悲哀？
I do, but I really don't.
是的，但是也不是。How
hard could you be? I mean, the poor man was sold into slavery by his brothers.
但是他的遭遇的确非常的可怜，他被他自己的兄弟出卖。That's
true, but it says that the Lord was with him.
的确，他的遭遇非常的困难，但是圣灵说耶和华与他同在。He
went up in Potiphar's house, accused of wrongdoing by Potiphar's wife, which led him to jail. Don't you feel sorry for him?
然后他到波提法的家里被波提法的妻子诬告，结果呢下了监。你会不会觉得你会不会为他感到非常的悲哀？Yes,
I do, but not really, because it says there that the Lord was with him.
是的，你会觉得很悲哀，但是又不是因为耶和华与他同在。Not only was the Lord with him,
but the Lord prospered him.
不但耶和华与他同在，而且神祝福他，使他昌盛。It
was all the design of the designer.
因为这些都是这个设计者他的计划。He
knows the way that we take. He knows what He's doing with our lives.
他知道我们所走的路，因为他知道他怎么样来带领我们的人生。And
all things work together for good.
因为一切万事都互相效力。
And one day, all of a sudden, from the dungeon, he went right up to the palace.
所以有一天呢，他突然从地牢里面呢，他被升高了到了皇宫里。And
you remember how he became second in command in all of Egypt.
你记得吗？他就做了埃及的宰相。And
when Joseph, in chapter 50 of Genesis, disclosed himself to his brothers, he said, "You all meant it to me for evil."
创世纪里第五十章，到最后他跟他的兄弟见面的时候，他就说：“从前你们的意思是要害我。”But
God meant it for good.
但是神的意思原是好。Oh,
let's bring Jesus Christ into the center of our lives and let Him dictate to us why He created us.
让我们把耶稣基督带到我们生命的中心里面，然后让他来显明他造我们的目的。I
can't go into the specifics for your life this morning. But as you seek Him, He will unfold that path.
我没有办法告诉你们每一个人神对你的计划，但是如果我们寻求他，他会慢慢的向你显明他对你的计划。He
may not give you the 10-year plan for your life.
或许他给你的不是未来10年的计划。He
might not even give you the 1-year plan for your life.
或许他连一年的计划他都不会告诉你。
But day by day,
但是 每一天,
He'll fulfill His purpose as you seek Him. He's an expert at taking a life that's all messed up.
他是一个专家，他可以把一个已经砸了的生命，
like my life was and like your lives were.
就像我的生命和你们从前的生命。
What He loves to do is transform them.
他喜欢做的就是把一个搞砸的生命把它改变过来，
and make them trophies of His grace.
让它成为一个 他恩典的一个奖杯和彰显。
There's a man that I've become familiar with. His name is Billy Taylor.
有一个人，他的名字叫Billy Taylor。
Billy Taylor is known as the junkyard specialist.
他很有名的，因为他被称为这些废物的专家。
He's got a shop somewhere down in the south, and he's known for taking people's junk and relics and old stuff that you don't want anymore.
他为什么有名呢？他自己有一个 在美国南部，他有一个地方呢，他就收集了所有人家不要的废物。
And Billy Taylor goes to work on those pieces of junk.
然后Billy Taylor 呢，就把这些废物拿来做一些东西。
And by the time he's finished with it, he's selling them for thousands of dollars.
然后他把这些废物呢，做成一些东西，就卖了几，每一个都可以卖几千块钱。
Hallelujah, what a Savior who can take a poor, lost sinner.
我们的救主也一样，他可以把一个很可怜、很失落的一个罪人。
Give them a purpose and a hope and a future.
然后给我们一个目标，一个盼望，一个未来。
And then one day when we get to the end of our course, we can look back and say, it's all the grace, it's all the mercy of God. To God be the glory.
然后当我们在人生的路程走完，回头一看之后，我们就说，这完全都是神的恩典，愿一切的荣耀归给神。
And by His grace, may we be able to say, I've finished the work that He's given me to do.
希望借着他的恩典，我们也可以说，我们已经完成了神要我们完成的。
You know, Winston Churchill gave a delivery speech at the graduation of a body of students from Yale University many years ago.
在很多年以前，那个丘吉尔他到了耶鲁大学为这些毕业生演讲。
They flew him all the way from England to Storrs, Connecticut to give the speech.
那他们就让他坐飞机从英国到耶鲁大学来演讲。
And the whole student body and everyone else that was there was so ready to hear what Churchill would say to them.
所以当全体的师生呢，他们都很期盼要来听丘吉尔的演讲。
And he got up from the chair he was on, he walked to the pulpit, to the podium.
所以呢，他就从他的座位站起来，走到讲台上。
And he said 13 words.
他只说了13个字。
And then he went back and sat down.
然后呢，就回去坐下来。
That was his whole speech, 13 words.
这就是他整个的演说，就是13个字。
And this is what he said.
那这是他所说的。
Never give up.
永远不要放弃。
Never give up.
永远不要放弃。
Never, no, never, no, never give up.
永远永远永远不要放弃。
He went sat down.
然后他就回去坐下来。
But none of those students ever forgot his message.
没有一个学生会忘记这篇演说。
You'll forget my message next week.
可能下一个礼拜你就会忘了我今天的讲话。
Too many words.
因为我讲了太多的话。
But if you haven't remembered anything that I've said,
如果你都不记得我这次说的话,
let me underscore Churchill's words for you.
那我就希望你能够记得丘吉尔所讲的话。
Never give up.
永远不要放弃。
Never give up.
永远不要放弃。
Never. No, never. No, never give up.
永远永远永远都不要放弃。
Because there's a crown of righteousness,
因为在那里有一个公义的冠冕,
which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to all of us who love His appearing.
So
let us by His grace be true and faithful.
To
serve and live for Him every single day of our lives. It's just one glimpse of Him in glory will all the toil, all the scars, all the cost, oh, will all be repaid. Just one glimpse of Him.
当我们看见他的荣耀的时候，就看那么一眼，我们所有付的代价，所有的牺牲都值得。But
let's see Him now and here and behold the Lamb of God.
但是现在,
And endure as seeing him who was invisible. Let's sing together hymn number
358.
I'm sorry, 538. Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, he'll prepare for us a place. When we bow into heaven, what a glorious heaven will be. Two co-workers that traveled to work together every day. A white guy, an English guy like me.
An Asian man.
And they would travel to work. They would ride together, carpool to work every day. And they would have discussions along the way, of course. And they got into this discussion. The white guy said, we're going to speak English in heaven. You realize that? He said, no, we're not. We're going to speak Chinese in heaven. Don't you know there are more Chinese people in the face of the world than anybody else? We outnumber you by far.
然后这个亚洲人就说你不知道吗？在地上我中国人比你们白人多得多，所以在天上我们要都说中文。The
American guy said, "No, it's not majority rules. English is the universal language of the world. Everybody speaks English in heaven. We're going to speak English."
然后他说，那这不在于人数多少，你不知道吗？英文是国际语言，所以在天上我们都说英文。
Back and forth, they're making their argument in their case, and it's starting to get a little heated. And the man that was driving wasn't looking where it was going, and he. Boom, he ran right into the elevator pillar and crashed his car, and the two of them were killed.
So they
went up to heaven. And there they saw the great throne, and there the Lord was on the throne, and the first thing they heard was, Buenos dias, señores.
然后呢，他们就是看见了宝座上的主。那宝座上的主对他们说 ，Buenos dias, señor.
I don't know what language you're going to speak in heaven, but what a day that's going to be.
那是西班牙话。
And we're going to be together forever with the Lord.
不管我们说什么语言，我们都会永远跟主在一起。
Onward to the prize before us.
所以我们就向着那个标杆和奖章。Soon
his beauty will behold.
快，我们快要看见他的荣耀。
Soon the traveling days are over. We're going to walk on those streets of gold. When we all get to heaven, I don't know if we have another year left. I'm not a prophet. I'm not predicting. But I wouldn't be surprised if Jesus were to come this year.
It wouldn't shock me.
And oh, even so, come, Lord Jesus. And I might never see you again in California, and you might never come to New York, but maybe we'll see each other in the air.
And
as we're going up, I'll
say,
Buenos dias, Señor. Can we stand together and sing that last verse?
Onward to the prize before us, soon His beauty will be full. Soon the pearly gates will open, we shall tread the streets of gold.
Oh Lord, how we thank you. For all of your grace, we thank you. Not only that you have forgiven our sins, but you have given us your life. So that we get to share the same future with you. So that every single day of our life on earth is so meaningful. So that while it is still called today, that we can encourage one another daily, so that we can continue to press on forward on this journey. Especially commit our beloved brother Ernie in your hands. He's leaving us soon, but we commit him in your hands. Yes, bless him and everyone that comes in contact with him. Wherever he goes, that he will bring God's will and the encouragement and comfort of Jesus to people. Bless him and his family. Lord, we thank you. Yes, one day we shall all see each other in heaven.
We
pray that you will bless his
bless
him. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.